Hello everyone, how are you? I am coming to you live from my iPhone 6 for the first time ever. And I can't say for sure then how it is actually going to work. But I love this iPhone. It's very different. It's taken some getting used to because, well, it is so thin. I mean, I can see, I was hearing stories about these things bending, and now that I've seen it, I can see how that could be because it's just so very small. But now that I'm getting used to it, I kind of just let my fingers extend out and have a loose grip on it, and it doesn't affect my hands to the extent that it did when I first started playing with it. And I downloaded the Alex voice, which is kind of cool. It's weird having that breathing thing going because it's like it almost gets inflections. It's kind of like a theory I heard somewhere where someone said if you have intelligence, like artificial computing or whatever, that approaches humanity but doesn't quite get there, it then becomes a little strange. And that's how I feel about listening to this thing. It makes inflections and stuff, but not all quite in the right place. I guess it's a little more soothing, though, and it will probably make book reading nicer. The charge ports are different on this phone. The charge and the headphone are at the same place, which actually probably will be a good thing now that I think about it, because I can have my phone in my pocket and charge it at the same time, which, say, like if I'm on a train or something, might be an effective thing to do, you know. So yeah, I think I'm gonna like this phone. I'm having some difficulty typing on it sometimes because sometimes the A key doesn't quite work as it should. I don't really know why that is, but when I press it, it will just ignore me, and I have to press it again or swipe to the S and then back to A and then press it. But I think whenever I can get this thing updated to Windows, I mean to iOS, why do I keep wanting to say Windows? iOS 8.0.2, then some of the stuff will probably go away. The issue I'm having with that is I was trying to do it with iTunes, but iTunes doesn't tell you how much is downloaded, so it was just kind of sitting there for goodness knows how long. So I'm going to try to go somewhere tomorrow and see if I can get a stronger Wi-Fi signal so it won't take so long. And I tried to do it on the phone, but I clicked the agree button on the license thing one time and it would like go to the next screen, but then somehow it came back to that screen and I would click the agree again and again and again, and it just would not do anything, and I'd be clicking to different places and stuff would go away and come back. So I don't even know why it won't allow me to agree to the darned license. And without that, I can't actually finish downloading iOS 8.0.2. So I'm stuck with 8.0 until I manage to work that out. In order to get the iPhone, I had to leave. Well, I checked my email and I checked the tracking, and at first it had been saying that the phone would arrive on Monday. And yesterday it just said that they didn't know when it was going to arrive, so I thought that was kind of suspicious. And then this morning it said the phone would be showing up sometime today, so I was at work already, and I was like, oh man, I got to leave. So I had to call my supervisor at 9:14 or so, and I said, can I leave at 11:20? And, you know, I don't know if they were all that thrilled about that, but, oh well. I was like, if I don't leave now, I'm going to miss my phone and have to go back through the rigmarole of trying to get it through UPS, and goodness only knows how much craziness that would have involved. And as it turns out, I think I made the right decision because the phone got here at about 2, and then I pretty much sat here for 3 hours playing with it and spewing all forms of language and pounding on things, but eventually getting it to work. So, yeah, now I am on this Audio Boom app, which actually was even before, but with my iOS 7, it did eventually update. And I'm having some of the same issues everyone else is, but someone told me that there's a way to get the feeds into my Downcast thing, which I need to figure that out. And once I do, it'll be a lot easier to listen to y'all. Hopefully I'll work on that sometime this weekend once I get off my lazy hump and start poking around on the website. I hope everybody else is having a nice weekend, enjoying the beginning of fall. Why does the summer have to end? But these last couple of days have actually been great. And I think tomorrow's going to be nice, and then it's going to drop into the 40s. So it's almost heater weather time. And Sunday should be that cold also, I believe. But it'll be, you know, it has to come eventually. Everything is cyclical, I guess, unless I move to Florida, which I plan to do sometime. Anyway, I'll be back to talk to you all later at some point. Sometime, maybe this weekend, who knows. Bye-bye.